I love you, Brother Steve. I love this dear man of God. About 2 years ago, where I pastor, our church went through a storm. You stay long enough, you'll go through a storm. Amen. Oh, Brother Steve, come and help us, amen, in revival. Brother Jeff Woods, Brother Neil Walker, I want you men to come up here. Boy, Brother Steve, I love these men of God. They're going to be my scotchers today. They'll sit back here. Amen. I pray for them every morning, so you know they owe me. Amen. I love you, brother. Love you, Brother Neil. Preacher, how many preachers you pray for of a morning? I pray for over 100 in their churches. God laid that on my heart many years ago. I've been a preaching about 20 years. I've never preached where there's a red light. Amen. I'm going to tell my church, they've got a clock where I preach here. They've got a clock there. They've got clocks wherever I can see them. Amen. I've been so nervous. You preachers pray for me. I work on a farm and we was cutting hay and I had my safety glasses on the other day, and I've been thinking about this meeting ever since, Steve. I've been praying for you, but I meditating on it while I ride them tractors, and I asked my work, the partner there, I said, where's my safety glasses at? Well, I could tell when he looked at me, it was on my face, amen. I've been nervous, amen. Amen. I've had some good outlines that I've spent hours on. God ain't going to let me preach that. I had a neighbor to pass away Sunday night. He's 93 years old to preach his funeral yesterday. He was a farmer. He had all kinds of livestock, and we'll get in that here in a minute. But God, I was on my lawnmower the other day. And God touched my heart. And I had a spell on that lawnmower. And with God's help this morning, this might be the last time I preach. I could go home today, or the rapture could take place. So Brother Steve, would it be all right if I preached on the blood of the Lamb? Boy, I feel like it. I want you to turn your Bibles to Hebrews. We're going to read just a few verses right here. Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7. Let's all stand in reverence of God's Word. Hebrews chapter 7. And then we'll go in verse chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 24. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 24. But this man, because he continue forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners, made higher than the heavens. Needeth not daily those high priests to offer up sacrifice, but first for his own sins and then for the people for this. For he did this once when he offered up himself. Oh, now listen. Chapter 9, let me get the tears wiped out. Chapter 9 here, verse 11. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater, more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ash of heifers sprinkled unclean sanctify and purify the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Look in verse 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. I've got to read one more verse in Isaiah. Isaiah 61. I want you to listen to it, talking about our Lord and us as believers. Isaiah 61, verse 10. Oh, if you've been saved today, and if you're here not saved, oh, listen to the Spirit of God today. Oh, listen to the Spirit of God. Isaiah 61, verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as the bridegroom decketh himself in ornaments, and as the bride adorneth herself with her jewels. You may be seated. Brother Neil, you pray for me today, dear brother. Thank you, Brother Neil. How many hymn books we got? Hold them up there. It's all about him. Amen. I want to preach on the blood of the Lamb of God. I said I preached a funeral yesterday. This old timer, 93 years old. Now, he used to be there on his farm, and he kept sheep and he kept lambs. And I won't preach on the Lamb of God, Brother Steve. I went there when I was a little boy. Now listen to me close. I went there, and when a lamb would die, I remember seeing Floyd, he would skin that lamb out. He would skin the lamb out, and maybe a ewe would have, that's the mama sheep, she would have two or three of little ones, but maybe another one would die, and he would skin that one that had died, and he would put it on another lamb, and he would tie it on there, and the ewe would accept that lamb. Are you with me? Huh? Boy, I'm thinking about John the Baptist. When he looked way, maybe about as where I'm at here, way, way down there where that tree is. My, 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 he seen him coming. He said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I want to preach today on the Lamb of the God. Amen. The Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. The Bible said in Isaiah 53, say, oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. You know, down there in verse 7. God, I feel like a big preacher now. Amen. Hey, hey. Down there in verse 7. The Bible said that he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. Now, you ain't going to get this in no school. Amen. Yeah, have anybody here ever worked in a slaughterhouse? Raise your hand. Anybody? I started out there as a 16-year-old boy, worked 2 or 3 years. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. What about the slaughterhouse, preacher? It's a bad place, amen. There's blood everywhere. There's blood on the walls. There's blood everywhere. That was mine and your Lord and Savior, amen. The Lamb of God, amen. Oh, I love it, don't you? Thank God for his precious blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, boy, I'm glad, hey, preachers, I'm glad I'm one of them whosoever, ain't you? Hey, 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 I couldn't have found you a John 3:16 with a bloodhound, but in 1975, he came where I was at. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. What happened, preacher? The Bible said in John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father sent me. Draw him
him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Boy, my prayer is today that the Holy Ghost of God around some sinner's heart today, amen, it takes the preaching of the Word of God, amen. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, amen. Psalms had in 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Brother preachers, to get a sinner saved, it takes preaching, amen. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that would believe, amen. I can hear Paul say, preacher, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wind and words, lest the cross of Christ should be made nullified for the preaching of the cross, them that perish foolish, but us which are saved, it is what? It is the power of God, amen. He said, I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I'm talking about the blood of the Lamb of God. Boy, if you're here today and you're not saved, that'd be a good day to get saved, amen. Hallelujah. Ain't that right, preacher? Be a good day. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. He is led as a lamb to the slaughter. I tell you, we ought to get a hope to that today, Brother Steve. We ought to really get a hope to that. When the brother come back there to warm me up, I was over in Matthew 27, and I was thinking about the Lamb of God when he's in the common hall. That band of soldiers, when they beat our Lord, that was because of my sin and your sin. Man, I love him, don't you? Because he first loved me, amen. And I'm glad I'm saved today, amen. On my way to heaven, amen. And the devil and the demons of hell can't do a thing about it, amen. Was you there when it happened? When God saved you? Son, when God blasted out sin out of your heart and put salvation in there, amen. I'm talking about being covered by the blood of the Lamb of God. Been 41 years ago, brothers, 41 years ago, a little 10-year-old boy, and that blood still applied, amen. Amen. You can't walk out of it. Amen. You can't lose it. Amen. It ain't yours to lose. You're kept by the power of God, amen. Wouldn't it be a miserable life to lay your head on the pillow and not knowing whether you're saved or not? When you say, preacher, how do you know you're saved? By the written word of God, amen. Amen. Old Mae Jackson said, you can swing over hell on a wet noodle on John 5:24. Verily, verily, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath. Wow, don't you like that? Hath. Don't you like that? Hath everlasting life. Shall not what? Shall not come into condemnation, but it passed from death unto life. I'm getting tired seeing Christians beat down by the old devil. God said, I held Satan and lightning fall from heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Is the red light yet? Amen. Whew. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the blood. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Steve, I want to say something. I'm going to slow down here and get my breath. I'm a little older than I used to be. Now, I don't know down here, Steve. See, I'm a mountain preacher. But up home, They're bringing in the movie screens. Come on, preacher. Hey, my God, I'm glad when I got saved, it wasn't a puppy show. They wasn't showing a movie. There's an old time man of God. Preacher, what was he preaching? He preached hellfire and brimstone. Amen. Son, God don't call Hollywood to preach the word of God. God calls an old sinner that he saved. God deals with that heart. God burdened it to you. Can't help yourself but to preach. Amen. The blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. So that's what we need. We don't need these gimmicks. No, sir. We just need an old man of God. How many preachers? Raise your hands in here. Raise your hands up high. Man, ain't that a blessing? Hey, God's still calling, ain't he? God's still on the throne, amen. God's still able to help us, amen. It looks like we're in a mess. We are in a mess. But God's on the throne, amen. Hey, you know, preacher, I talked to him early this morning, amen. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb of God. Listen to me. I guess I don't know how many preachers, but you can't explain salvation. It's just, I love to preach on the miracles in the Bible, see. That's the greatest miracle. Amen. I believe I'll just park right here a minute. Can I park? Bring up that park right, man. Them old cheap socks, I'm telling you. I can't stand my socks going down around my ankles. Amen. Amen. God, don't need no flesh. Amen. Amen. Had my little old girl, 8 years old. Amen. Under conviction for a good several months. She couldn't even sleep of a night. Boy, she's a crying. And I told Mama, I said, leave her alone. I tell my church people, I said, you leave them alone. You let God do it. When God does it, he'll be done right. Amen. We're done there, Brother Niels. Man, God was all over that place, wasn't he, Brother Gene? Man, God was all over that place. About 2 hours, I had to slip out and go to the bathroom, come back, and my little 8-year-old girl, she was trembling and shaking and crying and hugging her mom. And we was way in the back end of the church. I said, honey, what's the matter? She said, Daddy, the Lord saved me. Amen. I said, you're not ashamed to go forward. Son, she... get out of there, amen. Fell in that old-fashioned altar and thank God for saving her soul, amen. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb. Listen to this, church. Listen to what the Bible said in Ephesians 2:13. But now, son, we didn't have no hope, did we? We got hope, ain't we? That's Gentiles. Hey, oh God. I still got a green light. Amen. Son, think of that. We didn't have no hope. Son, I come down the mountain this morning. I called my wife on that Bluetooth, on that truck. I told her, I said, honey, I said, the Lord's been good to us. Oh God, how he loves us. I got happy on the phone. Amen. He said, but now, you are in Christ Jesus. You who sometimes were far off are made nigh by what? Are made nigh by what? Made nigh by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Not your works, not your church membership, not your sprinkling, not your confirmation. For by grace are you saved through it. Not yourself. It's a gift of God, not a works, least any man should have. You want a good night's sleep. You had nothing to do with your salvation. Amen. Jonah said, salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Look unto me and be ye saved on the end of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. The old psalmist said 3:8. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Then we get a few verses in Revelation. Listen, Colossians 1, 13, 14. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? Whew. Son, what a dark world we're in, ain't it? Huh? We've been delivered, ain't we, brothers? Huh? Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? Hath translated us in the kingdom of his dear Son. Now, a lot of these so-called versions, are you with me? Ain't even got verse 14. Let me tell you something. Let me just stop right here just a minute. Son, let me tell you something right here. Son, somebody said, we'll write you a check. If you'll just take out one period in the Word of God, we'll write you a check for $1 million. I said, you keep your $1 million, amen. Don't tamper with the Word of God. Amen. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. How you like that? Don't you like that? I'm going to give you some good, about three verses here in Revelation about the blood. Maybe sometime you might be interested in a slaughterhouse. You might find you one. You might ask them to go pay a visit. Go look around. Go look at it. And you think about our Lord. He is led as a lamb to the slaughter. Huh? I've got time. I want you to look at Psalms 22. Look at it quickly right there. Look at it. Look at Psalms 22, verse 14. Verse 14. Psalm 22, verse 14. I'm poured out like water. Oh, my bones are out of joint. You're born with over 300 bones. They fuse together. My heart is like wax. It's melted in the midst of my bowel. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And that's brought me down to thus to death. How the dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all of my bones. Huh? You know what I'm going to do sometimes, Steve? You know what I'm going to do? I ain't done it yet. I'm bad to take stuff in the pulpit. Hey, man, use an example. What are you going to do, preacher? I'm going to get me a skeleton. Huh? I'm going to get me a skeleton. Your hand's got 30-some bones. After they beat our Lord, he could look upon all his bones. Huh? Are you with me? You got over 200 bones. Huh? Look what he said here. I'm talking about the blood of the Lamb. I may tell all my bones. They look and snare upon me. They part my garments among them. They cast lots upon my vesture. Oh, God. We do not know that is a man, and he died for you, and he died for me, that you could have everlasting life by simply with childlike faith, trusting, believing. Hey, you know that's right, preacher. I know it's right. I done it 41 years ago. Amen. Amen. Had old brother Art Greer, pastor, he is 97 years old, pastored four churches, only pastor I'm 51 years old, only pastor ever had four churches when God called him home. He had me, he's behind me, deacons all around. They had pat me on the back. But oh, I'm going to tell you something. That heart right there was having a heart talk with God. Amen. God looks on the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Give you these right here, Curly. Listen. Revelation 1:5. Unto him that loved us. Oh, God, how he loved us. And washed us from our sins in his own blood. Son, that blood's like no other, ain't it? Oh, that's cleansing blood. That's precious blood. Old Peter said it's precious blood. Amen. Listen to this. I've been studying all winter the book of Revelation. How far you got along, preacher's teaching? Well, just finished up chapter 3 on them churches. Took my all winter. All winter. Oh, I've had a time, Steve. All winter. Listen to this in 5 and 9. You know who represents? We're when them elders, we're in that crowd. Amen. Listen to me. About the book. And they sung a new song. Boy, I enjoyed them singers and that preacher. We're all going to sing. Amen. We're all going to sing. They sung a new song saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. Are you with me? I'll give you one more verse. Huh? I preached last Sunday on the accuser of the brother. I don't say you ought to preach on that. I don't say you ought to preach on Satan. You better be ready if you do. You better be ready, son. You get talking about Satan, the god of this world, and angel of lie. Son, he's going to come at you. But I preached, son, and there's going to be a great war in heaven. Old Michael and his angels. Hey, are you with me now? I'm going to read you a verse here in a minute. You know, I got done preaching, Steve. I'm always last to leave church. Let me just stop right here. Pastors, you ought to be the last when it comes to a meal. You ought to be last in line. That's pretty good preaching. I like that. Yes, amen. Son, we're God's men. Amen, preacher. Amen. You gonna come over? I might come over and eat just to watch you. Amen. Amen. Son, it all be children. You ought to be the last to leave your church. I believe they're just leaving that green light on for me, Steve. Amen. I'm watching it. Son, I got my eye on it. When it changes, I'm stopping right there. But I preached on the accuser of the brethren. Preachers, it don't matter what you preach. You preach salvation, you preach the blood, you preach the rapture, you preach hell, you preach heaven. The old devil said you done wrong, amen. It don't matter what you preach, he's a liar and the father of it. And he's going to end up in hell, amen, where the beast and the false prophet shall be tormented forever and ever. I say hallelujah, amen. Amen. I said Sunday. Sunday's a sister opened the door. Son, she come through our young woman. Got two children. They wouldn't. Son, she is a crying and a scorn. She said, "Oh, preacher, the devil's trying to destroy our family." Son, I prayed with her. And I pleaded the blood, Brother Neil. It'll work, won't it? It'll work. It'll work. This last verse here. He said in chapter 12, verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. You know what I'm going to tell my people, son? I'm going to preach on this Sunday. You know what I'm going to tell them? I've been there 16 years, and I ain't heard a good testimony from some of them. Huh? A good, clear-cut testimony. Amen. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. I say hallelujah. Yellow light. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. You might be here today. Preacher, I don't know. Don't know how to be saved, preacher. I don't know, preacher, but I sure want to be saved. If God dealing with your heart, he wants to save you. Amen. Amen. Be like old John Harper when he went down when the Titanic had his arm out of the water and said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." Huh? That's it. That's it. Amen. If you're here today, God's dealt with you. Oh, it'd be a good day to get saved. Amen. Times are running out. Today's the day of salvation. Oh, if he's knocking on your heart, oh, he's wanting to come in. Trust him. You know where he'll save you? He'll save you when you take your first step. Amen. Amen. That's God. Amen. Now we need some good old singing right now, don't we? They still ain't put that red light on me. How long does that caution light stay on? Amen. We might get another sermon. Amen. Amen. Children, this thing's serious, ain't it? Amen. But us Christians, we ought to be the happiest people. Amen. We've been saved. We've been redeemed. By the blood of the Lamb, this whole world ought to see something about us. Amen. I believe God wanting to do something here. I know he is. He's wanting to save somebody. Amen. He's wanting to save your soul. Oh, God. Wouldn't that be glorious? Steve, who's singing, Steve?
Come around. Don't you appreciate that preaching?